USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell made the rare trip abroad to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He and a delegation of Republican senators now join the list of American leaders who made the pilgrimage to show support for Ukraine. That includes First Lady Jill Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Back in the States, the Senate is working to pass a $40 billion emergency military and humanitarian aid package for Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Kremlin is doing its best to keep Finland out of NATO. Russian President Vladimir Putin told his Finnish counterpart that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if it followed through with its application to the Western Military Alliance. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how starkly Finland's security environment had changed after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Though it closed in positive territory Friday, Wall Street's losing streak is now at 6 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Game 6 in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals in Milwaukee ended with 20 people hurt in two shootings near the Entertainment District, where the Bucks-Celtics game took place. The first shooting involved three victims. A man is in custody for that one. 17 more were injured in the second shooting 2 hours later. 10 people were taken to custody and 9 guns were recovered. No word on if the two shootings are related. Lawsuits brought by the families of the Sandy Hook school shootings against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appear ready to proceed. Companies owned by Jones, who had called the 2012 shooting a hoax, filed for bankruptcy a week before a Texas jury was to begin deciding on how much Jones should pay the families. It also delayed a lawsuit filed in Connecticut. Lawyers in the bankruptcy case say the families will be removed as creditors. However, a hearing on whether the bankruptcy should move forward is scheduled for later this month. Jones has since said that he believes that the shooting actually did occur, and it's not a hoax. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A Mid-South nurse has learned her fate in a controversial criminal trial.
A former Tennessee nurse who accidentally killed a patient by giving them the wrong drug will not go to prison. A Nashville judge on Friday sentenced Redonda Vaught to 3 years of supervised probation. Vaught could have received up to 8 years in prison. While working at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in 2017, Vaught gave a 75-year-old woman a fatal dose of the wrong medication. She says her mistake haunts her every day.
Every time I see a Vanderbilt logo in Nashville around town, I think about her. I see a person wearing scrubs, and I think about her. I go to check my mail, and I think about her.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A bill that would have subjected Louisiana women to murder charges for having abortions was abruptly pulled. It happened as members of the State House voted to totally revamp the legislation by removing the criminal penalties. State Representative Danny McCormick, a Republican, received criticism from some stalwart abortion opponents and Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Edwards is a devout anti-abortion Catholic who said that he would have vetoed the bill, adding that prosecuting women for abortion is, quote, absurd. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed higher Friday, despite another losing week on Wall Street overall. Listen to us anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.